This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. I tried to tell you, but the rhinos didn't want to listen. When you go against Trump and you're a Republican, your career is over. Tried to tell Dean Heller that in Nevada. And then he came back and kissed Trump's ass during the entire campaign, and no one believed it. And nobody voted for him. On the Republican side, he lost 20% of his base, and so he lost his election for U.S. Senate. And they just don't get it. The American people, at least the 74 million that voted for Trump, love Trump, appreciate Trump, and they're not going anywhere. And when you go up against Trump, and you badmouth Trump, and you're a Republican, it's the end of your career. And so there's a headline out there today from Just the News. Payback, Republicans who back Trump impeachment face rising rebuke, including censure. I believe they'll all be defeated in 2022. Every Republican congressman, you know, every House member that voted against Trump, I'll bet you every one of them loses their job coming up in 2022. Republicans who have supported Donald Trump's impeachment from South Dakota to South Carolina are getting a painful reminder of just how powerful the former president remains within the Republican Party ranks. Representative Tom Rice was the latest to feel the wrath of Trump supporters when the South Carolina state GOP voted to censure him this weekend for his vote supporting impeachment. Trying to impeach a president with a week left in his term is never legitimate. It's nothing more than a political kick on the way out the door, said state GOP Chairman Drew McKissick. Congressman Rice's vote unfortunately played right into the Democrats' game, and the people in his district and ultimately our state executive committee want them to know they wholeheartedly disagree with the decision. Rice said he knows his vote could cost him his seat. He has held since 2013, but was unbowed after Saturday's vote, saying he will never cower before any master save my God. Well, you're bowing before Democrats, you moron. You're bowing before China, you moron. You're bowing before the D.C. swamp and the deep state, you moron. I mean, can you imagine? It's just on November 3rd, every Republican in America voted enthusiastically for President Trump. So why would you impeach him? We all know we won. We all know the election was stolen. We all know the guy's superhuman. We know he won. So we know he did great things for 4 years. And he should have had another 4 years. Why would we hate him instantly because a bunch of yahoos ran into the Capitol building and sat in Nancy Pelosi's chair and took whipped cream and put it on some of the chairs? Wow. Sounds like Animal House. Stupidest thing I've ever heard. But you know what? I'll bet you $1 million the cop who was killed was probably killed by Antifa. And I'll bet you Antifa was the one leading the whole disgraceful attack on the Capitol. And I'll bet you that the cop who was killed had nothing to do with conservatives. And I'll bet you the girl who was killed was a Trump supporter. We know that. So she wasn't killed by Trump people. And I'll bet you the Trump people walked in and ran around and did absolutely nothing other than trespass. Okay? Ooh, it's Pearl Harbor. 3,000 Americans must be dead. It's 9/11. Thousands must be dead. Airplanes must be down. No, actually, they ran into the Capitol, a couple hundred people out of 2 million. And they fooled themselves and put whipped cream on someone's chair. Wow. Put their feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk. Wow. You know what really got them all so mad? It's the politicians that were attacked. They couldn't believe they invaded their home. They didn't care when Black Lives Matter attacked everybody's businesses all across America. Nobody cared. No one gave a damn. Black Lives Matter burned the whole Chicago, New York, robbed, burned, looted. They didn't care. Didn't give a damn. By God, they went near the United States Capitol. It's the worst thing that ever happened. Nancy Pelosi had to run and hide. Maybe. Probably not. Because she probably orchestrated the whole thing. But, you know, if she did have to run and hide, you know what? That's tough crap. Because you know what? A lot of businessmen and women had to run and hide on the Magnificent Mile in Chicago and on Fifth Avenue and Madison Avenue in New York. How about Minnesota when they burnt down the whole Minneapolis? How about in Portland where they're burning every night? Seattle, burning every night. Chop Zone. How about Kenosha, Wisconsin? Did people have to run? It's the same bullspit every day that I see. If it affects a politician, oh my God. What was that famous Reagan saying? If a bunch of people are out of work, it's terrible. But if you're out of work, it's a catastrophe. Something like that. You know, or it's a recession if 10,000 people are out of work. But if you're out of work, it's a depression. Right? And so if one politician is affected, oh my God. But if no politicians have their business burnt to the ground by Black Lives Matter, they don't care and they don't even notice. So this involved the Capitol building. And some of them were hiding. So this is the worst thing to ever happen to them. So they made it 50 times more important than Black Lives Matter, which is not 50 times less important. It's 50 times more important what happened with Black Lives Matter. $2 million in damage. How much was the damage to the Capitol building? Was it under $50,000? I'll bet you it was under $10,000. I'll bet there really was no damage at all. They had to hire some extra cleanup people to clean the floor and to wipe the whipped cream away. But I guarantee you it was nothing compared to $2 billion in damage by Black Lives Matter. It's just incredible that they would think that we're going to turn against Trump over that. Right? Somewhere between 1 million and 2 million people came to Washington because they love Trump. He said come, and it was the most incredible outpouring of love in the history of any candidate. And you think at this moment, right, because of what happened in the Capitol, at that moment we're all supposed to go, oh, we don't like Trump anymore. Really? Really? And you think we accept you impeaching him like he was a bad president after 4 great years. Insane. Here's another example of insanity. This is why our children are all so screwed up. D.C. public schools using Black Lives Matter curriculum that prioritizes disrupting the nuclear family. D.C. public schools have announced they will be using a race-based curriculum set out by Black Lives Matter to teach students during Black History Month. That's this month, by the way. Email sent to parents refers to children as communal children and prioritizes disrupting the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement. According to a report from the Daily Wire who obtained the email, the program calls for allowing everyone to choose their own gender, even children in elementary school. The critical race theory-based curricula uses Black Lives Matter's 13 guiding principles, which the Wire reports pushes for queer and transgender affirmation and restorative justice. The guide calls for dismantling of the patriarchal practice of requiring mothers to parent their children while also participating in justice work, whatever the hell that means. The school's email also linked parents to Teaching Tolerance, which is a branch of the Southern Poverty Law Center Network. You know what the Southern Poverty Law Center is about? Calling Wayne Root a terrorist. That's what they're about. Someone like me has spent his entire life loving America to them is a terrorist, while someone who's a transsexual that has, like, breasts and a penis is a good person to them. No, it's not a good person. It's just a mixed-up, confused person who's just completely screwed up and has mental illness and major dysfunctional issues. And they're not supposed to run the country. It isn't supposed to run the country. I've never hurt a transsexual in my life. I've never stopped them from having a job. I've never stopped them from having a home. I've never done anything bad in my life to a transsexual. But you can't deny there's something mentally screwed up about them. So now they're running the country. They're the most wonderful people in the world. And people who espouse lower taxes are domestic terrorists. Do you understand how screwed up things are because of Democrats? Do you understand that? Because they stole an election? So bizarre. So bizarre. And I told you. You know, again, it's been a day of I told you so. It's almost everything in the news is that I told you so. I said that there were Republicans involved in that Capitol Hill melee. You know, it's just stupid people running around acting like idiots. It wasn't a big deal. Except for the girl who got killed by a cop who had no right to shoot her, and then a cop got killed. And I still have no idea how that happened or who did it, but I'll bet you it was Antifa. But I always said Antifa is the one that egged them on, and the mayor of Washington was involved. It's an opinion show. It's my opinion. The mayor of Washington must have told her Capitol Police to let everybody in the building, and then we'll blame it all on the conservatives. And so here's an article out that says non-voters and registered Democrats were among those arrested at the U.S. Capitol riots. Do you believe those are Trump people? Do you believe those are our people? Non-voters and Democrats, really. A new study by CNN found that several of the protesters arrested at the January 6th U.S. Capitol protest were non-voters and registered Democrats. Because there's never been a Trump rally in history where activists caused any damage, let alone mass destruction or rioting, ever. It's really strange. There are also unexplained events at the riot, like far-left activists changing clothes in nearby bushes and Antifa activists handing out weapons to their fellow goons inside the U.S. Capitol. So they probably killed the cop, and then we got the blame. It's been overwhelmingly branded as a pro-Trump protest, and Trump got blamed for it and sparked the second impeachment of Trump because they were looking for something, anything to blame him for. Blamed him for incitement of insurrection after delivering a lousy speech. I mean, a good speech, but I mean a lousy in terms of it was just a speech. Like every politician gives a speech. He didn't encourage anybody to hurt anybody or destroy anything. According to CNN, which analyzed the data, keep the music low, the data of over 180 of those arrested, at least 8 of the people facing charges, did not vote in the November election. And an analysis found a handful of registered Democrats. Interesting. I'm telling you, there were lots of Democrats involved in this. Lots of liberals, lots of Antifa, lots of BLM. Mixed in with the crowd, causing trouble, instigating trouble. And we got all the blame for it. Amazing. All right, when we come back, I want to read you a story of a woman traveling in Canada who's been isolated. They grabbed her, basically like being arrested, because I guess she tested positive for COVID. And they won't tell the family, her family, where they're holding her. This is coming to America, I'm telling you right now. And wait till you hear what happened between China and the United States. Coming up next.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now 888-910-0341 or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. 50% off freedomhealthalliance.com.
Yes, you hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
By the way, Ken Starr, the former independent counsel, had a lot to say today about the potential impeachment of President Trump. His former U.S. Solicitor General and independent counsel, Ken Starr, he said the Senate is without jurisdiction to try private citizen Donald Trump. House of Reps impeached Trump, 232-197. But now the Senate's going to vote on it, and they're going to find him not guilty. I mean, I don't know if that's the right word, not guilty, or they just don't find you guilty. But the point is, he will be the first president ever impeached twice, but the first president found not guilty twice. I don't know. I still don't know if that's the right word, not guilty, but... Chief Justice Roberts of the Supreme Court, who hates Trump, has just a hatred for Trump, won't even preside over the Senate trial because he knows what a sham it is. He knows the law. Senate Pro Tem Leahy, a Democrat of Vermont, is instead presiding over the Senate trial, which is another violation of law. 45 senators have already voted it unconstitutional. So the trial is dead on arrival. It's already dead. But Judge Starr outlined in detail why the Senate is utterly without any jurisdiction to try Donald Trump. No right at all. No legal ability or constitutional ability to do it. Energized Health, by the way, sponsor of this segment of the show, John and Chelsea Jubilee. I just did a video for them earlier today. I had my videographer come to my home, and I shot four videos, and one of them was for Energized Health, talking about how it changed my life. I gave a personal pitch how it changed my life. I've lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle and gained 7 pounds of hydration. Because it's not a weight loss program. I don't even discuss the weight loss, although I'm down about 7 or 8 pounds. But it doesn't matter. It's the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. that's what this is all about. And by working out in a certain way and eating in a certain way and taking a certain kind of vitamins and then drinking a lot of water, it like washes the fat out of your body, literally. So I've lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. Never was fat a day in my life, but I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. It's changed my life. Everyone who sees me says I look completely different. So go to energizedhealth.com, check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it'll give you all the details, or call, go cut straight to the chase. Call them at 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off, 40% off for being a fan of Wayne Allyn-Root. That's 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. Here's that story I was going to tell you about. Well, two of them, first of all. Another I told you so story. I said the minute Biden became president, China would know they could do whatever they wanted to us, and we're not going to be able to fight back. We're going to have both hands and both legs tied behind our back. He would never, Biden, go against his handlers in China. He's like a Chinese spy as president of the United States. And in an alarming close call, Chinese fighters and U.S. aircraft entered the same defense zone off Taiwan. I told you that Taiwan was just going to be a big loser in this. Taiwan has got to assume we do not have her back at all anymore. And their whole country could be like Hong Kong, completely taken over by the Chinese communists. If China makes a move, they're going to run over Taiwan in a week or less, maybe 2 days. And the United States will never come to Taiwan's defense because Biden is president. Over the past week, tensions have been soaring in the South China Sea and near Taiwan, given the increased presence of both Chinese and American military patrols. Military patrols. In particular, the entry of the USS Roosevelt carrier group and last week's military drills in the Gulf of Tonkin by the Chinese Navy, also amid repeat Chinese aerial incursions of Taiwan's airspace, have set the region further on edge. I told you, six Chinese fighter aircraft and a U.S. reconnaissance aircraft entered the southwest corner of Taiwan's air defense identification zone on Sunday. What are you going to do when they shoot down an American pilot and kill him? What are you going to do? What are we going to do? Under Biden? Nothing, I'll bet. Nothing. And then if you want your freedoms, definitely don't vote Democrat or liberal, right? Anywhere in the world. In Canada, they don't have Democrats. That word doesn't exist, but they have liberals. And the liberals are in control of Canada. The extremely left-wing Justin Trudeau is in control of Canada. And a pastor in Calgary says his wife was put in mandatory quarantine in Canada after a flight arrived in Calgary. I guess she had COVID. Officials said she'd be required to quarantine for 2 weeks, and authorities will not tell them where they took the woman. Shortly after the story broke that Nikki Mathis was transported under police surveillance to an undisclosed location for quarantine, despite having tested negative prior to her flight, the Justice Center announced its intent to submit a letter to the federal government calling this line of action unconstitutional and demanding her immediate release. So she tested negative, but I guess in Canada now you have to do a 14-day quarantine and the government takes you to some government camp. It's crazy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. On the same day, President Biden met with 10 Republicans to discuss a coronavirus stimulus package. Democrat congressional leaders are introducing a budget resolution that will let lawmakers pass a fresh COVID-19 relief package without any Republican support. The measure is a first step in potentially enacting a budget reconciliation bill, which would let Democrats pass a package even if no Republicans back it, because they hold majorities in the House and Senate. The snowstorm that dropped up to a foot of snow in parts of the Midwest is now making its way east to New Jersey, with this New Jersey resident telling NBC News,
"It snows, New Jersey. It snows here. I'm not in Florida. What do you want me to think? I think it's snow."
It is the biggest storm to hit the region in 5 years. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We'll be right back.
Cleveland Roots, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne on the Root, with all this GameStop stuff going on Wall Street and the little guys taking revenge on the big hedge fund billionaires, I want to mention VRA by Kip Herridge, Vertical Research Advisory, my buddy of almost 20 years. He's been a leader in the financial industry at Wall Street, first for 35 years at the highest levels of Wall Street as a money manager for the elite, raised hundreds of millions of dollars, and then in 2003 he founded VRA, his daily investment and economic newsletter. His VRA investing system, unlike anything you've ever seen, his top performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. And I've been a witness for the last 18, going on 19 years. I've seen his incredible results firsthand. Each day they tell you what's happening in the economy and the stock market and exactly what investments to own. Let Kip prove how good VRA really is and how it works, why it works. For a limited time, Kip's offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Again, free two-week membership, VRAinsider.com. 2 weeks free, mention Wayne on the Root. We've got our guest. I'll bet she gives you something free if you mention Wayne on the Root. She says a free Washington Times. Cheryl Chumley's on the line, online opinion editor for the Washington Times, author of Socialists Don't Sleep. And she's got her latest column at the Washington Times on the Lincoln Project. Can't wait to talk to her about it. Cheryl, you're on with Wayne on the Root. How are you?
Wayne, how's it going? Glad to be with you again.
So a few years back, both members, both big shots of the Lincoln Project, went on Maddow's show, Rachel Maddow's show on MSNBC. Mm-hmm. And they were basically throwing darts in my face on national TV. They spent about 7 minutes at the top for a show ripping Wayne on the Root. Rachel did, and her guests from the Lincoln Project. In those days, there was no Lincoln Project, whatever they called themselves then. I remember that they were the two guys that managed John McCain's presidential campaign. And it was this guy, this specific guy, Weaver, and there was another one there, too, just like him. And they were bad-mouthing me, and I just think it's perfect timing, you know, to hear about this, because this is who the bad guys really are. They think that we're bad because we believe in lower taxes and less regulations and a wall to protect America from bad guys, like as if that's bad. And meanwhile, they're out there allegedly molesting little boys, underage boys. That's what you're getting from the Lincoln Project. Tell everybody what your column's about.
Yeah, John Weaver, he was the co-founder of the Lincoln Project, and the New York Times reported that he has been accused of sending sexually explicit messages to 21 men, one of whom says he was 14 years old when he started receiving messages. And the Lincoln Project came out and distanced themselves and said, we didn't know John Weaver was guilty of this. We had no idea. And the guy who actually reported the story said that is an outright lie because the Lincoln Project not only knew but failed to do anything. They covered for this guy is what the reporter is alleging. So it's a little bit interesting to me that the Lincoln Project spent all this time campaigning about how terrible Trump is and how horrible Trump is. And look at what one of their co-founders is accused of doing.
Yeah, there were a couple of big ones involved in McCain's campaign. Weaver was one of them. I forgot the other one's name, but the two of them at various times have badmouthed me in the media and badmouthed Trump and badmouthed all Trump supporters and told me how un-Republican I am when in reality you won't find a guy who's more Republican than me. But it's them that's not Republican. These guys are the ones who have nothing to do with the Republican Party. They're liars and frauds. You know, they represent Republicans? No, of course not. You know, listen, I don't know about you, Cheryl. I know you're in the Washington, D.C. area, right? I'm here in Vegas. I don't know anybody, none of my fans anywhere in the country who voted for Trump have ever fallen away from Trump. No, he has not lost any support at all. They still love him. And yet these guys call themselves Republicans and they hate him. How could they be Republicans? It makes no sense at all.
Yeah, well, I mean, the whole Lincoln Project idea is just a scam to me. It's deceptive because what it is filled with Republicans in name only. They wear the big R button, and they pretend when they go on MSNBC or speak with Rachel Maddow, as you described, like they're speaking for the Republican Party. But they're not speaking for anybody except the globalists. socialists and the elitists in the Republican Party. The Trump supporters, they haven't dumped Trump. They're only digging in deeper and waiting for Trump to make his next move. And so the Lincoln Project now has this scandal to deal with. And after hearing what they did to you, good. You know, I mean, it's time exactly. that they face some of the very fire that they're throwing at other people.
Exactly. Now, can you believe the first week of Biden that right away he just couldn't wait to kill Keystone and he couldn't wait to kill the wall and he couldn't. And by the way, didn't you find it ironic? He killed the wall on his first day, any more building of the wall. And I'm sure soon he's going to announce they're knocking down whatever wall is there. Why would you ever have a barrier in front of the United States? I mean, it makes no sense to these guys.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they built a wall in Washington around the Capitol. Now they want to make it permanent. Am I missing something here, Cheryl?
Only that they also want armed troops. It seems permanent. You know, the Democrats hate guns, right? They hate the Second Amendment. They hate the military. They're always trying to defund the military and use them for social justice issues. And they hate law and order and enforcement, border control and law enforcement. And yet when their, little offices on Capitol Hill get threatened by some Trump supporters or supposedly some Trump supporters, all of a sudden, they love the Second Amendment because they're arming the military and putting them in the streets to protect them. And yet we Americans, having to deal with an open border, we're not entitled to the same protection.
Don't you think something weird is about to happen? Because I saw that they're still unloading National Guard troops with their luggage coming off buses today in Washington.
Yep.
You'd think they would have left. There must be some horrible plan to take our guns away, to go door-to-door to confiscate them, to arrest conservatives, to ban and censor all of us soon. Something bad must be going down for them to leave the wall up and make it permanent and then to bring in more troops. Why would they need more military in Washington, D.C. to protect them from us unless they're planning to do something really terrible to us?
Well, two points, and one, I actually agree with what you're saying, that it kind of feels like something's happening, something is being put in place. First off, the military in D.C. serves a great PR moment for the Democrats, who can stay frightened in their offices and claim that the deplorable Trump supporters are threatening their lives. So they can ride that imagery through the media for a very long time and use it to ding conservatives. But the second point, what you were saying, that it feels like something's happening, something's getting prepared to happen. If you look at what this administration has said about administering the vaccine for COVID-19, the coronavirus vaccine, they would use the military to help administer that. I don't know what that's going to look like in a community near you and me, but the fact that the military is armed in D.C. right now and being expanded in their mission, now they're going to be there at least through March, It is kind of worrisome. You wonder what is in store for the military.
Well, for the military, but I'm wondering what's in store for us. I'm wondering what bad thing is coming down the pike that they want to use the military against us. And it's also, very telling that they're very scared that the military has too many white males. You know, and they'd like to get rid of them all. Because what are they looking to do to white males? I mean, it's really scary to me. I think this reminds me of 1938. I'm not exaggerating. I feel like we're in the middle of, at the very beginning stages of some sort of terrible story where they're going to go door to door and take people like me to re-education camps. Very, very scary. And all I can tell you is all my friends feel the same way. I don't know a conservative who doesn't. But, when they come, they're coming for me. They're not coming for the average conservative. So it makes me very nervous because they want the leaders. And they're coming for you, Cheryl, with a column in the Washington Times. They're going to come for anyone who is an opinion maker. Not a reader of your column. The one who writes it is the one they want. Not a fan of Wayne Root, a listener. It's Wayne Root they want, the one who's the host. So, we're the ones out front, Cheryl, and we got to be really worried that these people are coming for us.
Yeah, well, it's true. And, it's why I love the Second Amendment and exercise fully my own Second Amendment right. And if you look at the CDC's website, which I have over the last few months, they have this sort of strange Orwellian language on there that talks about people who refuse to take the COVID-19 vaccine are obviously dangers to themselves. So in the CDC's mind, it's okay for local law enforcement to go to those people's homes and forcibly administer the shot to them or forcibly quarantine them if they won't take the shot. So it's a little bit like setting the stage for some sort of government enforcement, whether that's military in the street or health bureaucrats with local law enforcement knocking on your door. I don't know, but I'm with you in thinking that sort of the atmosphere in America right now is a little bit chilling.
Yeah, and, you know, when it comes to the vaccine, let me tell you where I stand. I'm not anti-vax. I've never been anti-vax. I gave my kids vaccines, but I didn't give them all the ones that the government recommends. They're supposed to get, like, something like 70 or 80 vaccines in the first 3 years of their life. And I gave them, I said to the doctor, like, what is the top five you'd give your own kid? And I gave my kids five. Not 60, not 80, five. So their bodies and brains would not be overwhelmed, and immune systems would not be overwhelmed by vaccines. So it's not like I'm an anti-vaxxer. I'm just careful what I do. But this vaccine was rushed into production, and I'm a very allergic person. I have no health issues because I take such incredible strict care of my diet and my exercise, and I'm very careful, and I know what I'm allergic to. But in England, they announced if you have severe allergies, you should not take this vaccine.
Right.
And
right.
I just think it's a big mistake if a person has severe allergies or any sort of immune problem, they shouldn't be taking this vaccine. So everyone's got to be careful and make their own decision. I'm not anti this vaccine. I just think that some people probably should have the right to not take it. And I may be one of those, just letting you know. That's my opinion.
Individual choice. That's what it has to come down to.
That's it. Cheryl Chumley, online opinion editor for the Washington Times, author of Socialists Don't Sleep. Cheryl, great to have you on the show, as always.
Thank you. Good night.
Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior, will be right back. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. More to tell you. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Recently, John at Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com and click on the red button. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal, but we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, we are taking calls the rest of this show. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. Five, just to show you how crazy these Democrats can be. Ohio judge rules biological sex can be changed on a birth certificate to reflect the preferred gender. Federal judge ruled last week that Ohio must allow corrections on birth certificates issued by the state from one's biological sex to a chosen gender. Judge Michael Watson, a George Bush appointee. That's why I've got to laugh when my liberal friends say, oh, all the judges ruled against Trump. The election wasn't stolen. Every judge ruled against you. First of all, 90% of those judges were Obama-appointed judges. And the 10%, you know, were there a couple of Trump ones? Yes, mostly Bush ones. They're not conservative. They're all deep state, D.C. swamp, and they don't want to get involved in an election, and they believe anything that's good for big government is good for them and their pensions. Judge Michael Watson, a George W. Bush appointee, ruled on the case based on a lawsuit filed by three women and one man seeking to pick the gender opposite of their biological sex. Watson said not allowing people to pick what sex on their birth certificate is nothing more than thinly veiled post hoc rationales to deflect from the discriminatory impact of the policy. This is truly a victory for the LGBT community in every aspect, said Stacey Ray, one of the four plaintiffs. So this is a Republican judge saying not allowing people to pick what sex is on their birth certificate is nothing more than thinly veiled post hoc rationales to deflect from the discriminatory impact of the policy. So let's get this straight. Wayne Root is born a guy, a baby boy, and when I decide that I'm a woman trapped in a man's body and I want to switch to a woman, it's in his mind, in this George Bush judge's mind, that's a terrible thing if I'm not allowed to do that. To change my birth certificate from what I was born a man to what I think I am now. Not even what I've changed to, what I think I am. Elizabeth Bonham, staff attorney for the ACLU of Ohio, says, today's ruling affirms that the state must recognize the dignity and true identity of every transgender Ohioan. Finally, transgender people from Ohio will be able to... I didn't know Ohio had that many transgenders. Did you? I thought they were all living in L.A. and San Francisco and New York. Oh, my God. Can you imagine Ohio's just, they just pop up everywhere. Look, it's a transgender. Look, it's a transgender. The whole thing is so ridiculous. Finally, and again, it's not about transgender. It's about people imagining there's something they're not. Remember that woman who thought she was black? And she was the head of the NAACP chapter of some town, but she was completely white? If you don't think that makes you weird and dysfunctional and strange and mentally ill, you're not black, you're white. Stop trying to be black. You're not a man, you're a woman. Stop trying to be a man. That's not what you were born. There's a mental illness aspect of this. And I've never been anti-gay, ever in my life. You want to be gay? Be gay. Man wants to do a man, woman wants to do a woman, do it. I don't care. As long as it doesn't affect me. But the transgender issue is a bridge too far. I said that on Bill Maher's show, and the audience booed me, and Bill Maher basically took my side and said, Wayne's probably right. Probably going to get our party defeated. It's a bridge too far. And guess what? It did get you defeated in 16. I was right. I was on the show in 15, and I said Trump would win in 16, and I was right. And I believe it got them defeated again in 20. I believe Trump won, and I think he won probably not even close. I don't know if it was a landslide or not. I have no way of knowing that. Nobody knows for sure, but I do guess Trump won big. And I do believe he won big electorally. And it was, you know, on that night, it was clear he was on his way to a landslide electoral victory. And it all came down to those four states that flipped the wrong way. Really, six states that flipped the wrong way. But really, really, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. But Nevada and Arizona certainly bring up the rear. Very important states that we should have won. Definitely should have won Arizona. Not even a question. But how about Nevada? He lost in 16 by 25,000 votes out of 1.5 million voters. And he lost this year by 35,000 votes out of 1.5 million voters. And you just know that we won. You know the illegal aliens alone made up three times that difference. It's probably out of 100, I'll be very nice and fair, out of 1.5 million Nevada voters, I'll bet there's at least 100,000 illegals voting, but there might be 200,000 illegals voting. I mean, the whole strip, what used to be 200,000 employees on the strip, they're all illegal aliens. Most of them are illegals. They don't even speak English. And so, how many of them are illegal? I don't know. But I'm sure there's 100,000 to 200,000 in state. I'm sure they vote 90% Democrat. They're giving instructions to the Democrat Party in Spanish how to vote. And Trump's losing the whole state by 25,000, 35,000 votes in the last two elections. Which means every year illegals make the difference in Clark County for the state of Nevada. And illegals make the difference now, I find out, in Maricopa in Phoenix for the state of Arizona. Forget about all the other fraud and all the vote switching and all the addition, all the ballot drops. Suddenly 150,000 to zero for Biden at the last minute. Forget all that. Forget about the homeless people voting, the dead people voting, the ballot harvesting in Nevada. All you need to know is illegals are automatically registered to vote at DMV in Nevada. That's all you need to know. I guarantee the same thing's happening in Arizona. That's it. Clark County is Las Vegas. Maricopa is Phoenix. The entire election is determined. Everyone else's vote is wiped out by a large, large number of illegals in Maricopa and Clark County. Illegal aliens voting, automatically registered at DMV, and they're allowed to cast a ballot with no voter ID. And that's what's happening to America right there.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.